time for episode 483 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. It's the middle of March, and I am your host, Howard Kramer. What's up, Stark?
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're doing this combat conditions from the front lines of COVID.
That's right.
We're in the studio, and we're scrambling in the midst of this pandemic.
Yeah, struggling to bring the charts from a quarantine, but we're pushing through. I trust you to come into my studio. There's not many others I think I would trust to come in here.
Thank you so much. I feel like you and I, because we made records together, we're immune to each other's diseases and stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, well, why don't we introduce our guest? All right. You know her from so many things, gang. The streaming, the social media, the television. She's calling in from her own quarantine. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Natasha Leggero.
Hi.
Hey,
Natasha.
Was
that the Curb Your Enthusiasm song?
No.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear it that well. Can I just say that, Howard, you're wrong about that information, though. You guys still could get each other sick. You know that, right?
Is that true? We've created
of
hits.
Of course.
Oh, no. I know. But okay. It's so hard to track it. It's so hard to tell if you've got symptoms. And
I think what's going to start happening is people will start having networks of people that they know are doing social distancing except for themselves. But
yes, I think
that's pretty scary too, because it's like, how do you really know?
Yeah, and then when one of you gets it, you're like, yeah, I guess we all got it now. But
we're just going to be in our houses for 18 months looking at screens. And then when the world finally recovers, we're all just going to be like Wall-E staring at our phones.
Yeah,
because we're so used to it, we won't know what to do. And I think shaking hands is probably not coming back. That'll be gone for 10 years.
Yeah. The thing with Howard is that I believe that he already lives a semi-quarantine lifestyle.
I do. The world's pivoting to me.
Yeah.
No, so. This is interesting for people who already stay home 90% of the time.
Yeah, because to me, the only difference is, wow, everybody's doing what I do every day. It used to be that I was a rebel. Now it's like, oh, I'm mainstream.
But the truth is, like, you know, things are going to get worse. And we're kind of, Los Angeles, where we live, is taking its lead off of San Francisco. And yesterday, my friends in San Francisco told me they're not allowed to leave their house.
Wow.
They're allowed to go to the store, and they could be arrested if they, like, are on a bike ride.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a full lockdown.
I'm not saying anyone's arresting people, but it's technically illegal. So my friends were sneaking out to, like, go on a hike or something, but, you know, I'm not uncertain that, anyway, who knows? But it does seem like that's where we're headed.
I'll tell you, I am not in favor of a police state, but I would say arrest anyone who's jogging through my neighborhood. I mean, I don't know. If you're going to jog, just jog around the block in your own hood. Why are you connecting the germs from spot to spot?
So you think that, like, someone's sweat could get on your arm and then you could get it? Is that true? I don't know.
No, it's airborne. So it's their heavy breathing, and then they run.
But it's not just airborne.
Yeah, but it also is airborne. I'm just saying, I think I would rather have people walking in their own hoods than jogging through different hoods. But I know it's just paranoia. That's all I'm saying. It also makes me feel bad that I'm not doing cardio. So for that reason, they should also be arrested. Yeah.
I know someone who just went to a yoga class. Gross.
Come on.
That's
serious?
That's crazy. That's all breathing.
I mean, it was like the day before they shut them. I don't think they're still open now.
Okay.
Oh, you're right. That's all breathing.
Yeah. COVID yoga is not a popular business, probably.
How are you handling the quarantine? You have any tips, tricks?
Yeah, you got any advanced?
Well, I've been thinking, yesterday it came to me that I need some kind of schedule.
Oh,
and some rules.
Huge. Structure is key. That was going to be one of my first points when I spoke to people about this. But
what is yours, Howie?
Speaking engagement was canceled. Structure. I've been living this way for years. You absolutely cannot do it without structure. You have to.
Wait, You have structure from your own quarantine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got tons of structure.
Like, so what's a day? So your day is pretty much the same. So, yeah, what are your tips?
My tips are structure as far as like write out on a piece of paper, like the hours of the day. Like, say you wake up at 8 in the morning. Go 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. And then you break that into quadrants. And then you have to execute something once an hour, once every couple hours. You can't just let yourself like just fall into whatever.
Well, I like the idea of quadrants because it's unrealistic to be like at 9 a.m. I'll do my yoga class on YouTube, and then at 10 a.m. I shower, because it's like obviously you're going to want to zone out for 3 hours and look at your phone at some point in the day.
Right. Mm. But that's the thing is like I try to go for 3 small wins per day. So it's like even if I'm stuck on TikTok, even if I'm doing all these other things I shouldn't be doing, the goal is to finish the day with those 3 wins so that something's getting accomplished.
3 wins?
Yeah. Okay. Like I was supposed to.
Like, what's an example of like a successful day for you?
Well, I don't know that I've ever done that.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is where it gets interesting.
This is what makes this whole thing so.
Okay, well.
Like, the most of America's game is to succeed and make a lot of money and take trips and all that stuff. I've never been that as interested in that as everybody else. So it's like you kind of have to change your expectations to do this a long time. So that's why I say it's like try to be productive, try to be creative, but you just can't have that high of expectations.
I was thinking of having a few rules, like shower every day.
Yes.
And get dressed up if I can, like put on some jewelry and like a fun outfit.
Yes, that's a great
idea. Because I'm with my kid and like I'm not trying to live my life in a robe.
Right.
I was also thinking maybe don't drink till 7.
Oh, that's tough. I mean, people are going to go crazy with their addictions. I mean, it's a tough one. I mean, if you can pull that off, it's great. I'm not encouraging you not to, but I think people need to focus more on things that they can do, not just like, oh, I'm going to sit in here for 12 hours and not drink. Like, you got to have
can't just drink all day. I mean, that's like.
No. But that's why I'm saying you need to just try to go for the 3 wins. Because even if I smoke pot every day, I'm still trying to accomplish something. You know what I mean?
Well, to be honest, I didn't say don't smoke pot till 7.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, let's be reasonable here.
If you smoke pot in the day, you can still have a pretty active evening.
Yes.
If you drink all day, you kind of like are like fucked up and like fall asleep by 8. You know, it's not good.
But I will say that if you smoke pot all day, the chances that you're going to get motivated to go out at night won't just happen. You have to make it happen. And then number 2, you can't go anywhere now. So where are you going?
Right. Well, you could go. I was thinking of getting a German Shepherd so I can start going on evening walks.
Is it legal if you bring a German Shepherd?
Why a German Shepherd?
No, but
specifically.
I think nighttime? crime will increase, and it might just be more scary to go out by yourself at night.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I think people are going to start getting confused and looting and then not to mention going crazy, getting addicted to things. Laws will start being, you know, I don't know. I don't want to be
quarantine
too. I
have a porn very... is going to explode.
Yeah, exactly.
What is?
Quarantine porn.
You saw quarantine porn?
Yeah, if you go online and you Google that, there's like ladies who are making custom clips. Like, you're stuck inside all day. Let's go. Let's pump it, baby. Let's do it. And
I would say that's not a terrible way to spend an hour of your quarantine a day.
No, yeah. They could get addictive.
I think you're going to see a lot more OnlyFans and chatterbait, more cam.
Huge
people.
Uptick in that, like, for sure.
Just normal people deciding, hey, I need some income.
Right.
I'll set up a little.
Yeah,
camp.
Like in other countries, it's not shame to be like a prostitute and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that's coming to our shores. I think like everybody's going to be forgiven for however they make money.
Right.
Totally.
What happens in the quarantine stays there.
Yeah. But it's important, yeah, to focus on the stuff. If there's something you want to write, try to write. If there's, you know, exercise is huge. I mean, I still think it's important to exercise. And people say, like, why? Who do I need to look good for? But that's one way that you can really kind of keep positive and, you know, keep a good outlook without anything else going on.
I think that's really important.
I do find it funny how many people are popping up giving these sort of seminars on like what to do with the quarantine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where it does trigger a reaction in me, like, what are you doing? Like,
yeah,
how like are you the authority on this?
Right.
You're managing my brain.
Who's giving seminars?
No, I see them on TikTok too. Yeah. There'll be like a jacked guy who's like 27 and he's like an authority, like telling people what to expect and how to handle. And I guess we're doing that too to some extent, but these guys are like really seem assured. Like,
yeah,
were you from some place I don't know about? Like,
People seem to be like enthusiastically putting together these like TED Talks on what to do with your day.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, pump the brakes a little bit.
Pump the brakes.
Yeah.
They're hucksters, right? They're just trying to get in and get some likes.
Well, I think it's really important, obviously important. No one needs to tell anyone this to like, first of all, if you're healthy physically, you should just try to be happy for that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're, you know, just really putting your mental health at before everything, you know, you really have to protect yourself, have boundaries. Like you said, have some discipline. Like, I just think like this is going to be an unprecedented, weird time for everybody.
Yeah.
So I think mental health priority.
Priority. And I already see people losing it. I mean, tensions are running hot. There was some ugliness at the supermarket.
What'd you see?
I saw me yelling at people.
You didn't like what it brought
did
out
you?
Of you?
There were some guys congregating in an aisle, and there was barren shelves. I mean, to me, it's like you should have your head on a swivel a little bit. Like, nobody's going to the supermarket to, like, park themselves in an aisle to wait for you and your friends to figure things. Like, it's not a nightclub. It's like... it's a barren shelf supermarket. So
that's what I like about you, Howie. You can always see the like what's funny in things, even when things are really bad.
Oh, thanks. I would say that about you. God bless you.
You would say that,
Natasha.
No, I turned a corner. I'm just all dark now, all the time.
I don't think so. You offered me pasta. Started. We were on the phone yesterday, and Natasha goes, "I got pasta. Do you want some pasta?" I was like, "Yeah." Natasha, you're gonna be.
No, I said I would trade you some pasta for something else. I don't remember what you had that I wanted.
Oh yeah.
How are you gonna do?
Oh
this
no,
exchange?
Maybe that was my friend Benji. I was gonna give him some beans for some Lysol.
Oh my god.
Oh man, we're already like bartering.
Man. If we're bartering, it's not...
Yeah, this is bad news for some people.
I thought you were going to be my food source.
I'm not trying to go to Ralph.
That's what happened. I don't want to go to Ralph's. I want to go to your house and get pasta.
Exactly. I'll leave it on the doorstep with a black glove that you can wear on the way home if you touch it.
Perfect.
I need more coffee and I'm having like a crisis. Like, I don't know what to do.
Why, you can't go buy coffee?
I mean... I'd like all the coffee shops are closed. I don't really want to venture.
No, Starbucks is open, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I don't know. Wait,
I guess
maybe
I'm also a coffee, somewhat of a snob. I don't want to resort to Starbucks.
Oh, I see.
But
I guess
I will if I have to.
I just make my own coffee. That's another thing that you will learn, I guess, as you pivot towards my lifestyle.
Oh, I make like my
anything
own.
Anything you can do without leaving the house is just that's
yeah,
what you do.
I just need delivery or to pick it up somewhere. And I'm like, it's just so weird to have to really consider like where to go, what could be open,
right,
like a strategy just to get it.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people aren't even doing what you are doing. You know, like a lot of people are afraid to order food and to have it delivered.
Right.
You know, if someone were to, like, let's say, cough on your salad.
Right. You're vulnerable to whoever cooked it, whoever touched it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then you go to the supermarket, you're vulnerable to the guy who stocked it, to somebody who picked it up and put it back.
Cough salad and scrambled eggs.
What's that?
Cough salad. You don't want that.
Cough salad?
Yeah.
At the supermarkets, somebody... cough salad and scrambled eggs?
It's the Frasier song.
What?
It was a dumb joke.
Oh, it's
Howard.
From the it's from that show, Frasier?
Yeah. You used to watch Frasier on loop, I thought.
No, when my lady lived with me, she would constantly watch Frasier.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've never seen a whole episode of that.
I think
that
how that's a repressed memory.
Yeah.
Shall we get in the music charts?
Hey, yeah, Natasha, you want to do a music chart?
Yes, please.
Okay, what do we got this week?
We got the Spotify US Top 50.
All right, people are at home, they're streaming. Let's wrap the music chart. Music! We used to play LPs before COVID. 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. That was years before COVID.
Well before COVID.
Now we sit home and we stream. COVID.
At the same time as COVID.
If you're a chartist, then you're still a live scream.
Don't scream on me.
COVID. Natasha?
Yes, hi.
Well, one thing that we can still get is music. None of it's infected or anything. So let's see what's coming in at number 5.
Coming in at number 5, we got Lil Uzi Vert with P2. No, you can't hide or run. Yeah, that was everything I said. Messing with your head. Messing with your head. I said everything I said. Messing with your head.
Messing with your head. Everything I touch, is it perfect for the COVID epidemic? I'm conscious of everything I touch, my face, my items.
I mean, whatever this genre is, I like this genre of hip-hop. It's like...
Yeah, rap's exciting again.
Kind of it's kind of like Migos. What do you call that? Yeah. It's like when they just...
Trap.
It's trap, and I like just like very simplistic lyrics with hooks.
Yeah, me too. I like it. I think that's this generation figured it out. You don't need a bunch of rapping.
Yeah, I just like yeah, just say Versace.
Yeah, but these kids, of course, you know, they're so inventive, and they're going to have to adapt to the fact that they can't go out and perform for crowds. And some of these kids are going to make millions, figure out how to make millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, I love it. Who's this guy?
That's Lil Uzi Vert. He put out 2 albums or a double album, and people are really loving it. It's the album of the moment.
Yeah, really blowing up.
Oh,
charts.
Cool.
I think there's better
I
ones
bet my
out.
My 2-year-old would like it.
How's she dealing with
it? Is it dirty?
Yeah, it's dirty. How's she dealing with the epidemic?
I think that she's a little confused why we haven't been outside in 10 days.
Yeah.
And she's going a little crazy. She was looking at the window yesterday going, "Hi, window. Oh. Hi, window."
Wow. So this may, this may super.
And it's been raining.
Yeah, that's been tough.
And she's been wanting to watch tons and tons of television. That's all she's wanted to do. And, you know, it is obviously extremely hard to say no. She's not really old enough to be in classes or anything like that. But also, I don't want her brain to rot out for 9 months of just watching, like, cartoons.
Right. Well, you know, listen, she's going to have to grow up. I mean, these are tough times. Tell her to pull up her britches. I'm kidding, of course. You know, you wonder how this will affect, maybe not her, but kids who are 7 or 8 who can kind of remember this, and now they're stuck inside. Like, it might... supercharge people's creativity. Who knows what it'll
do. I'm telling you, my nephews are having the time of their lives.
They are?
Yeah, one of them texted me. He's like, "Dude, this is so fucking fun."
Snow day.
Yeah. He's just like biking around town and stuff like that. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, my friend has kids in high school and middle school, and they will log into their class, and then you'll see, like, my friend said she'll walk by her computer, and there's 13 kids' faces, like, all up there. Like, they all kind of log in with each other.
Wow.
And then the teacher. Yeah. Wow.
And if you get an erection in class, it's no big deal. Nobody can see it. Thank you.
What I think is going to happen is everyone's going to realize this is a way better, it's just much more convenient, like a more convenient way to communicate. And so that'll just be the new norm. People aren't going to drive across town to like talk to someone when you can do it on the phone.
Which is fantastic. I mean, even just driving to start, I mean, it was like Christmas here, like, there was nobody on the roads, and I was like, I'm not saying it's worth it. you know, God forbid, I'm just teasing. We don't want anyone to be sick, but it was, let's say, a nice unintended consequence.
Yeah.
Coming in at number four.
Number four.
You got The Weeknd with Blinding Lights.
Well, every day is the weekend now. The Weeknd.
Oh, I didn't even know who it was, and I already know I don't like that.
Yeah, it was the same as you. I'm not into
that band.
It was
The Weeknd with someone, or no, it's just him.
It's just him.
I think it's just him. But
it always feels a little trying too hard for my taste.
I'm with you. I don't need it. I always hear a record that I've already heard before when I hear him. It's kind of like Bruno Mars. But so you are, of course, married. You're settled in life. That's kind of nice. You don't have to do quarantine by yourself. You don't have to wonder if you're ever going to have sex again, that type of thing.
Well, I've heard people like finding like the last hookup they had and just trying to like make a pact with each other.
You know, it's so funny that you said that, because that's what I was thinking of doing that.
Wait, what kind of pact?
You should.
Just basically like
you guys are going to fuck each other for the next year until this blows over. Yeah, I mean, like, imagine the dating world.
Right. Like, we can trust each other. Let's just be quarantine buddies.
So they live together?
This thing lives on
sweaters. But like, we'll just be exclusive hookup. Gotcha. Like, you'll be my quarantine piece.
Yeah.
The thing that I... but the thing that worries me about that is that you don't know when it's all going to end. So it's like, I could look up and it's like, oh, yeah, she was supposed to be my quarantine piece. And
we've been together for 2 years now.
Yeah, or 20 years.
That's such a funny idea, to have a casual sex pact.
Yeah.
But then it is actually like a deep commitment.
It's super deep.
Yeah.
Then what if you found out that she cheated?
You'd
be like, my God, this is worse than if you cheated if we were married.
It's a monogamous commitment for indefinite periods of time.
Yeah.
But it's totally, if she's friends with benefits. It's like,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Well, I may have to go for that. But, you know, it's hard to kind of arrange that, too, because you don't know where the other person stands.
You know, that's why you got to lock that down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm going to keep you posted on that, because I might make that happen.
Nice. I want to hear important updates.
It's a tough thing to like bring up to somebody. But what if you go, hey, you want to be my quarantine piece? And they go, I've been dating someone for 3 months. Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. Shit. Then they know you're alone the whole time. It's
yeah.
Warm. It's sad.
Well, here's what you do. I already figured it out. I've been calling everyone I know. I called you yesterday. I just want to talk to people, check in on people, see how everyone's handling it, you know, touch base. So do that to these people. And then, you know, you can start talking. It's not like you have to say it on the first conversation.
Right. And they're probably happy that you call, because they want the same thing.
Yeah. Put them feelers out.
Yeah. Hey, I got to say, talking to you on the phone was another unintended positive of the COVID. I mean, you're one of the... You're one of the most reluctant people to talk on the phone I know.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah. Is that true?
Yeah, like you never use phone, ever. Like even...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you're fully off phone. So then for you to call me, I was like, wow, this is really changing people. But I know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Busy.
People have started video chatting me, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, with old friends, like, you know, if they have kids or whatever, it's nice. The kids can say hi.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, oh, it's like nice to check in again.
Yeah, it's definitely, I think people are going to get a lot of positives out of it. The quality of life is going to go up in a lot of ways. Like already.
Well, it already has with me. Like, I'm like, don't have a nanny now. And I'm like, because I used to be at work and have the nanny there and we'd split out all the duties. And now, like, I'm doing everything by myself. And it is very, you know, it's quality family time.
It is. And you know what? That's going to pay dividends when the child is older, that you spent more time with it, without a doubt. Speaking of dividends, what's coming up next?
Yeah, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Lil Mosey with Blueberry Faygo.
I like this one.
Kind of taking the Juggalos.
Yeah, the Faygo
brand.
Faygo kills
blueberry,
COVID.
Though.
Yeah, now it's blueberry. Yeah. It's like a love song to Blueberry Faygo.
I doubt it. It's probably trap.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. We got the same taste.
I have a question, though. Does this count? I mean, this almost counts as adult contemporary, doesn't it?
Kind of. Yeah. It sounds
it's like
so
rap,
easy listening.
Hip hop has entered like adult contemporary phase,
I guess.
But adult contemporary always makes you think that it's like stuff your parents would have sex to. And this feels like very like youth oriented.
Yeah. Yeah. He's rapping about guns and booze and stuff. Yeah, I see though. The music is for the elderly though. But
like it's kind of like a romantic getaway track, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that just
take it to Palm Springs. What about Moshe? Is he exhibiting any weird behaviors?
Well, thank God I got him like a 6-month supply of Nicorette before the quarantine really hit, because he quit smoking. And he's addicted to Nicorette, so if he doesn't have Nicorette, he kind of freaks out. But let's just say there's a lot of chomping going on.
Okay. He's working that gum.
Does that count as a summer gum?
Do you guys retreat to different parts of the house?
For sure, yeah. And, you know, it used to be in the evenings we would always, like, you know, come together and watch something. But I'm finding in the evenings I'll kind of, like, be on my own and go into a different room and just kind of like do my own thing, because that's the time I'm decompressing from the baby all day.
Right.
So.
Wow, so it's just a whole new rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
Whole new rhythm. All right, what's coming up next?
Coming in at number two, Lil Uzi Vert again with Myron.
Everyone's been a Lil so far.
Yeah.
No, except Post Malone. One
except
was a
for
Post.
Weekend.
Oh, it was Weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Lil Weekend.
They so fresh, so clean, think they like me. I wear more Supreme than a hype beast. Only blue, no green, don't excite me. I can make a hole out your wifey. Jeremy's got up on my toes, act like Jockey.
Made her get down. I'll tell you what, that's Lil Uzi Vert. There's a much better album out right now by Rich the Kid.
Yeah, I just feel like that is something that I think there's just something better to listen to than that.
There is. It's called Rich the Kid. He's got a much better rap style. He put out an album, you know, last week too, but it's better than the Uzi stuff for me.
Hot tip.
So, yeah, it's wild too that there's no expiration date on this thing. It's not like we all know it's 2 months. We don't all know it's 3 months. And then once they lift it, I mean, do you think about this, Natasha? Think of how glutted the comedy clubs would be if this thing was like this for, let's just say, 3-4 months, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's a low end estimate.
That's low end estimate. So let's say it blows over and now everything's open, right? Like take the Comedy Store, for instance. It seems like it would be like, unless you're a massive national headliner, how are you going to get mic time? Because everybody's going to be coming back to the clubs.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they'll have more nights. I don't know.
Yeah, or you take it to the road. But it's just
a lot of my gigs were rescheduled. All of my gigs were rescheduled, but some I don't have dates for. But the ones I have dates for, people aren't scheduling until September.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a full summer. This will be the biggest stay-at-home summer of all time.
And you know what really sucks is it's contagious by water if you're in a pool together.
Really?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Even the chlorine?
It's so evil.
Yeah, it just spreads through everything that we use. Air, water.
It lives on packages, metal, sweaters.
This thing is tough, man. you know, we weren't the always the dominant force on the planet, and it looks like we're not right now.
Little amoebas are always winning.
Yeah.
You know?
Did you know it has spikes on it, Natasha?
I keep seeing pictures like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's why they call it the corona, because it's got spikes like a crown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What you're saying about if everything is postponed till September, at least, it's like tours and everything that are already supposed to happen then are going to happen.
Right.
Like, how is everything going to
Right, when's
just,
the other tour going to happen? I think, like, even Denny's will have concerts. Like, every every available place will just be, like, full with performances.
Are you guys going to move to, like, webcam comedy shows or anything like that? You do, like, video conferencing?
I would do it. Let's live stream a show from your yard.
As long as we're 6 feet apart.
Yeah. I was telling you yesterday, I'm the only guy who can legally book a comedy show in Los Angeles.
You won.
I win. I won't do a squat melt, of course, because I don't want to get sick, but I legally have the go-ahead to book a show nobody else does. All right, let's see what's coming in at number one.
Coming in number one, Roddy Ricch with The Box. We've heard this 2 million times.
Yeah, you know. Do you know this one, Natasha?
No.
Well, it's been on the charts now for weeks, and it's very simplistic. Doesn't do much for me, but
this is a very strong number one, though.
Yeah,
which is confusing.
Yes. I think TikTok's helping it.
Yeah.
I like it. I'm not a fan of auto-tune, but I like it.
Okay.
It's good. It is catchy.
It's pleasant. So, Natasha, what about... talk to me. I mean, you're sort of a globetrotter. You're an international lady. You do a lot of traveling. Do you have, like, car trips planned? Or it's just basically, no, you're going to... I mean, are you looking to escape to the woods, to a retreat or anything?
I mean, I just don't... I want to have a firmer grasp on what's happening before I start going... Like, my husband wants to go camping tomorrow. And it's like, okay, well, what if we stop at a gas station? And what if there's, like, a public bathroom that we use? Or I don't know. Or what if, like, martial law gets enacted while we're away? Like, I just want to, like, figure out what's happening.
Yes.
Before I, like, make any plans.
I think that's definitely smart. Why rush into it? Like, we're early COVID travelers. Like, you don't need to be that.
And I talked about this. I have a podcast with Moshe that we're doing from our home, the Endless Honeymoon podcast. Please listen and subscribe.
It's a great podcast.
But,
check it out, everybody.
The COVID, we had a talk about it last week, and something a friend said to me that I think is really true and something that everyone should keep in mind is nobody is going to tell us what to do.
Yes.
I mean, they may eventually, but you have to stay informed. You have to make your own decisions. You have to figure out, you know, what you think the risks are based on the data that you're reading and what you want to do. And it's like, and like, obviously listen to people who you respect and trust and who are scientists. But yeah, it's like if the government might not tell you what to do. So
yeah, because they don't have
or anyone,
ideas.
You know, the other thing Howie and I were talking about yesterday is that boomers don't think they're like in heart, like they're not scared.
I was talking about this with him too.
Yeah. Yeah. We all seem to agree that it's weird that our parents and older folks just, they don't seem to be that fazed by the whole thing. As far as like, they've decided they're not going to really pay it. Like they all just want to go out and do stuff.
Yeah, like I keep having to stress to my mom, like, please, I'm the first one to like shrug this kind of thing off. And it's like, please take this seriously because I know you're overconfident right now.
Yeah. And what do you think that
is? But Howie, I don't know. Because wait, you said something yesterday, Howie. You think they've just lived too long?
Well, they've never really had, like to them, the flu has always just wound up to be the flu. And now they're 80 and they want to enjoy their golden years. And they're like, I'm not going to sit inside until it's time to die because of a flu. You know, I don't know exactly, but I think that's part of it.
I think they're also convinced that they're younger than they are.
Great point. Yeah.
Like they don't. It's like I'm not an elderly person.
Right. Other people are 80.
Yeah.
I'm 80, but I'm not like them.
Right. It's kind of like how millennials are accused of being like stunted at a certain age.
Yeah.
We're not the same as like 30 somethings in the 80s, right. You know?
I remember
baby boomers are the same way.
I was in a writer's room just a couple years ago, and they were like asking like who's millennials, and I had the urge to like raise my hand.
Yeah,
because you know, like trans millennial, and then like yeah. with who charted, it's I know mindset. All the songs. It's like, oh yeah, I'm like fully a spent piece of junk to them. I didn't know that. All right, let's take a deep breath, and we'll be right back with the movies chart. My name is H. Michael Cray, and I'm here with
Natasha Leggero
and
Brett Morris.
And this is the movies chart.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
Hey-o. Hey, Natasha. It's time for a movie chart.
Hey.
This will be one of the most unique movies charts we've ever done because people are legally not allowed to attend.
Yeah, I'm amazed that I'm seeing any numbers here.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. But if people in Nashville are still going to bars and they're going to Tootsie's on Main Street, then they can, or Broadway, they can still go to the movies. I bet it's the South now that accounts for most of the box office.
Interesting. Why would you want to go to a movie, though? It's like everyone breathing the same air.
I know, it's horrible. I mean, I don't like going to a crowded movie with no COVID.
I went to a mall the other day, and I was like, wait, malls don't have any fresh air. It's just you're like inside one store after the other. You can barely breathe. They always have skylights, so you forget you're just in this like massive, you know,
it's like a
building.
Casino. Yeah, you just lose time.
Okay, well, coming in at number five.
Number five.
Apparently, The Hunt. What's funny is this movie was delayed for like a year because of a shooting.
Ah, oh, right.
Yeah.
And now they finally release it and it's COVID week. This thing's cursed.
Every year, these liberal elites kidnap a bunch of normal folks like us and hunt.
All right, good. Conspiracy theories. Great.
Yeah.
Hey, Natasha.
I think conspiracy theories are going to like get even bigger.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
No one can just accept that there's a disease. It has to be that three evil people with monocles developed it in a secret basement. I am so not into conspiracy theories.
Me neither.
It's crazy.
I didn't know that about you, Howie.
I know. I've never bought into one of them. I mean,
I'll dabble, but, you know, only for fun.
Yeah, just for fun. But the idea that, like, this is because they want to wipe out the economy because it's good. It's like, how do you make money doing that? And is it really worth the trouble? I doubt it.
Well, what's crazy about this is it's global. And that's, like, what's really, you know, I keep coming back to. I'm like, wow, there's, like, no escape.
Yeah. Hey, I wonder what the flat earthers think about COVID. Like, can they just, like, jump off the edge to get away from it? I mean, they must have a whole different idea of what it is.
Yeah, I do wonder. Would love to know.
I guess they just think it travels in a straight line, right?
Write in and tell us if you're a flat earther.
Yeah. What, how could you? How about this? So there's people out there that don't believe the world is round, but they do believe in COVID. I don't know. To me, it's easier to accept that the world's round. And I'm getting confused.
Okay, coming in at number four.
Number four.
Invisible Man.
Adrian. He was a sociopath. He said that I could never leave him.
This is who's attending the movies. They go, hey, your theater's empty. No, it's full. There's Invisible Men in there. Hey, Natasha, speaking of invisible, you got to jump, don't you?
I have to go because I don't have a nanny anymore, and my kid is waking up, and I got to go sorry, I'm out of it. I just hear her. When that's the problem, when you're a mom, you hear crying, and, like, your whole world just starts to, like, get stressful. So this is such a stressful time that it is, let me just say, I was planning on having a nanny.
Right. Like I was saying, I could come over in a mask and do some of the washing and whatever you'd like. Is your nanny married?
Yes.
I need it. I was thinking maybe she could be my quarantine piece.
Well, I think just rules of quarantine pieces, I think they should be people that you've already hooked up with.
Definitely, yes. Because
feel safer.
And also because
you already trust them in some way.
And they know what they're getting. You know what I mean? I wouldn't think a girl's going to take a chance on some rando guy in this environment.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we know it's combat conditions, and we wish health and strength and security to you and your clan.
Thank you so much, Howie. Same to you. I'll talk to you soon. Maybe you can be on my podcast, the Endless Honeymoon podcast. Maybe we could give you a call and you could, you know, check in on your quarantine piece, see how it's going.
I'd do that definitely for sure. So listen to the Honeymoon podcast. And
Endless Honeymoon podcast, and call in. People call in with their relationship issues. So I think, like, under COVID, this is going to, I mean, I know my husband's annoying the fuck out of me. So
feel that.
This is going to be a challenging time. So I think we all need to, band together and figure this out.
Right on. And leave some pasta out on the back porch for me. I'll swing by and grab
Let
it.
Let me know when you're coming by. Okay.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Natasha. Bye.
Bye.
She brightened up my quarantine.
Oh, she really did. That's awesome. She came on the podcast under these conditions.
Yeah.
Going forward with the charts, it might be this for a few weeks. It might be. Yeah.
I think people understand.
Out. Yeah.
They know that we're fighting to do our jobs just the way that they are in house arrest or whatever is going on.
Well, I know that the Chartists love Natasha on the show.
Absolutely. So. And we do too.
We do too, of course. Should we do coming in number three?
Number three.
I Still Believe.
My name is Jeremy Camp. I want to introduce you guys.
This looks religious, and I wonder.
Oh, it's got to be.
I wonder now. Like I was saying, if the box office is going to come from the South, we may see these religious movies make a big takeover of the charts.
People also need to, they probably are in the mood to believe. And
I know that people are live streaming religious services and doing that kind of thing. I'm afraid to pick up my copy of the Bible because it might have COVID on it.
You have it back ordered?
Yeah. But it's good.
I tell you, like, it's so weird to complain about because it's something we didn't even have a few years ago. But the Amazon Prime delays are killing me right now.
Yeah.
Like, even just the delay of like 2 extra days, especially for work, for Earwolf, I'm trying to get like remote recording rigs to people, and all these hosts suddenly need to record from home.
Yeah.
And I have to manage all that, and it's a nightmare.
I'm a protein powder guy because I don't eat the meat. And
not Pro Tools.
Oh yeah, Pro Tools.
Yeah.
You want this hamburger? No, I'm Pro Tools. But so the thing is that like if I don't get those shipments on time, I'll start getting weak and listless. Maybe lose my will to do jigsaw puzzles. But the thing that I tried to do was to go on there and get some protein powder earlier, and Bezos wouldn't even let me pick a date. I mean, he wouldn't even let me into the system. He was just like, come back another time. They're swamped.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But if you think about it, Bezos is, if he didn't already take over the world, he's fully taking it over now. I mean, just from home delivery is just the way to go.
He almost needs to more right now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, flex your dollars right now.
Seriously.
Because other companies are relaxing certain things. And it's kind of funny because it's a really interesting time because people are suddenly realizing that there was no point to a lot of these like limitations and stuff.
Meetings, commuting.
There was no point in ever putting up with some of these things.
Right.
Because they're like, oh, like even I think it's AT&T or something was like, oh, you know, for this quarantine period, we're going to take off your like throttling and stuff.
Right.
Now you'll have unlimited streams. It's like, before I thought that was some kind of technical thing allow. Suddenly, it turns out you were just doing that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Exactly.
And then
right.
It's like with Amazon, you know, we need Bezos to throw in more, I think. Maybe he should start delivering.
Yeah, do it yourself. Get Lauren Sanchez to bring me my protein powder. She lives here. Let's go.
Coming in at number two.
Number two.
Bloodshot.
And initiate sequence.
What is this? Vin Diesel is Bloodshot, based on the best-selling comic book.
Where did he have time to squeeze in another one of these movies? How does he have time?
I'm sorry to be the one to tell you this, but you got your...
Just what I need is like a dire world situation that I can follow in a movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like... Soldiers like yourself. I'm not into it. But I hope that Vin is doing good in the... during the virus... Starts transfixed. I think he's watched the whole thing.
I'm just watching it,
but yeah, I hope that he has enough V-neck t-shirts and tank tops to last him through this.
Are you doing any physical training, workouts, stretching?
Yes, I am. And I'll show you what I'm doing right now. I'm going to get down and do it.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Careful, don't work up a pant.
I won't. This won't make me breathe heavy.
Okay.
I am planking. There you go. I'm down in a plank.
Okay, I see it. You just did a push-up, basically.
That was a push-up. To get to the microphone, I must do a push-up. But I'm planking, and I was starting to breathe up the thing.
How come you're calling that a plank and not a push-up?
Because if you don't go into the push-up, it's just plank position. Like yoga, plank position. I'm not planking like... Instagram or whatever, where you just lay down on something.
Right.
I'm in a push-up position.
Okay.
There's four basic exercises you could do that will work pretty much the whole body. I'll send you an email about it.
Oh, thank you.
But those are the things you want to do. You don't need to buy a home gym. Home gyms are getting like bought through the roof.
Yeah.
You don't need to do any of that.
You don't need to.
Yeah. And
prison workouts work. Like, look at prisoners.
Thank you.
They come out ripped.
Thank you.
They don't even have the equipment.
And if your excuse was they're locked in prison, they have nothing else to do. Well, that's where you are now, Jack. Yeah,
look around you.
Yeah.
So
start planking.
No, it's crazy. And it also makes some sort of like quasi hippy dippy sense, like that our own bodies have the perfect amount of resistance to them.
Yes.
Like a push-up is perfectly designed for what you need.
Absolutely.
To get through that push-up. And if you can't do it, then like that's exactly what you need to do.
Right.
You like look at you don't need
bears,
extra weight.
Bears didn't become bears by going to the gym.
Yeah.
You have a certain amount of weight and then you move it around in different ways.
Yeah, use gravity. Yeah. Use natural resistance.
Right.
Look at gorillas' arms.
Yeah.
They don't need barbells.
They don't need it. And we didn't get to the way that we were with any of that. You want to swing on a tree? That's a way to do it. Take it back to naturalism.
Yeah. I often wonder like just how ripped, primitive man was.
Mm.
I'm sure they were like lean and in shape.
Right.
But if there were like standout like Arnold types that were just like bulbous, swole.
Well, it seemed to me like when the savannah monkey decided to climb out of the tree and start walking around.
Yeah.
That's probably when he had the most upper body strength because he used to have to whip through the trees. But then once he took to his feet and could stand up and all that.
Yeah.
Just thought I would think about it.
The kangaroos. We got to keep our eyes on the kangaroos.
Okay.
Because if you've seen these videos of how swole they're getting.
They're getting bigger?
There's like, you see the cute ones hopping around. But then you see these videos of these big males that are jacked and they have pecs and like rippling biceps.
But they probably.
And it's scary. It's not cute anymore. They have like human ripped bodies.
Yeah, they look like 15-year-old boys when they flex.
Yeah. But they look like they could kick the shit out of me. I don't like it.
They do. I thought you were saying like there's a new strand of kangaroo that's coming.
To me, it looks like there is. Like I feel like we are turning a blind eye to something happening in the kangaroo evolution.
Uh-huh.
Where there's no reason they should become human-like. Like, because we come from apes.
Right.
So we kept our eye off the kangaroos.
Right.
They're on their own track to becoming like weird buff humans.
I agree with that.
Like, the second they can think straight,
yeah,
we might have a serious competitor.
I would think so. I would think our listeners are in Australia, you're probably throwing them into a panic.
Paul Gallo. I want Paul Gallo's eyes and ears on the ground.
Yeah. But, hey, look, there's a room behind you, Paul.
Yeah.
But I like that's your COVID worry. Is kangaroos.
Yeah. I just don't want to take our eye off the ball on these other concerns.
Well, you know, the thing was the way that we mutated into human was we had to have a genetic brain mutation or we just would have stayed the way we were.
Yeah.
So it's like none of these dogs or anything, they can't catch up with us until there's a weird mutation.
That's true. And if they start cooking their own food, because I remember, then we're screwed because that was part of the big jump too, like cooking,
getting all the protein
like
into their brain. Yeah,
yeah, we're done. Coming in at number one.
Number one.
Onward.
In times this of is old, fitting. We must move onward. Wonder,
yes. And magic. Yeah. Once upon a time is right. Times change. No more.
Birthday boy. By the laws of
you know, I got to say telemarketing scams are going up too because people know everybody's home. My phone's been ringing off the hook. He
just said how do you handle that? Do you just ignore? Do you like to answer?
Well, we did one this week on Kiss My Griffs, my other podcast, Grift Horse. And we fully taped the whole call. There was a scamster trying to scam me saying he was Apple customer service.
Yeah.
And after 20 minutes, he was like, starting to get frustrated, and he goes, well, just call the Apple store. And I'm like, oh, I could have done that this whole time? Yeah, that was crazy. But we fucked with them hard, but
nice.
It's interesting. But yeah, usually I just hang up on them or just whatever. But now they're coming fast and furious. They're trying to exploit the people.
Yeah. When you think about it, wasting their time is actually an extremely almost like a generous thing to do for everyone else.
Right.
It's like, hey, during this time, they could be scamming five other people.
Yes.
But I'm just like bottling them up.
Right.
You know?
Keeping them occupied.
Keeping them occupied.
Exactly. Yeah, this guy started asking him, where is he? And he's going, I'm in Cupertino. So we go, oh yeah, what time is it there?
Yeah.
And it was 12:49.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's 12:39 Pacific Standard Time.
Oh my God.
If I asked you if you were back home and I go, hey, what time is it? Would you ever include that it's Pacific Standard Time?
Yeah, especially because that's the point of you asking.
Right. Exactly.
Because you could see what time it is for you.
He was full of it. All right, let's see. Yeah. Was that number one?
That was number one.
Wow. All right. We'll be right back with the hot picks.
The hot picks. The hot picks. The third chart is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick and let's see who did not. The hot picks. The hot picks.
These are the hot picks and cold picks.
And cold picks. We're throwing in a little twist.
Yeah. We're going a little different today.
Just the two of us. So we each have one hot and one cold, right?
One hot, one cold, and chalk it up to Corona that you lose one entry.
Yeah.
We all lost with one. Loss.
Yes.
Okay, so what's coming first?
All right, let's do our hot picks first, and then we can laugh at our cold picks.
Yes, okay, I like that.
All right.
Coming in
at number
four.
This is my hot pick.
Can I do a five just on my own?
Okay. Last minute change here. Audible.
Here we go. I hope nobody get Corona. I hope nobody get Corona. That's my Corona jam.
Nice donkey style.
Thanks. Okay, now coming in at
number four. This is Josh Ritter and the Milk Carton Kids with Losing Battles. It's a very pretty acoustic thing.
Swam naked in the Mythic Lake.
Ooh.
Spent the night on the face of the earth. From the apple tree I ripped a snake. It was poison but I knew of its worth. I kept it in a box of wood. Fed it on my sins and apples. Tried to do the things I should. Sometimes it's a losing battle.
I'm hearing a bleed in my headphones.
That was my favorite part. I thought that was a good part. No, this is funny because it relates to my hot pick because the guy's singing in kind of a falsetto.
Yeah.
It's always
Let's
been
this part.
In my nature.
Yell like this.
To be the beast.
The beast.
Oh.
So it's been in my nature to be
you
the beast.
Never count Blame your money. I like these guys. I like their studio. I think quiet music is a good way to go with COVID.
Yeah.
It's a little less aggressive. You're not breathing heavy on people.
Yeah. And especially if you're quarantining with someone, you're bunkering down.
It's mellow.
You need to find some solitude somewhere. Yeah. Because it's a lot to be in each other's hair all the time.
Yeah. I mean, look, think about the people that are in relationships that were just coming to a head.
Yeah.
And now they're like, I can't throw this guy out.
I know.
There's no income.
I know, right?
It's a rough thing.
Yeah.
But
anyway, the
Milk
Carton Kids are a fantastic duo, almost like Simon and Garfunkel level in my mind.
Wow.
Like their voices just blend so perfectly.
Yeah.
Really beautiful songs. And then they got, then Josh Ritter, I never heard of him before, but he's got a great voice and
he sure does.
Collaborating on a threesome.
Inherited it from his dad, John.
Yeah, there you go. And his grandpa, right?
Tex
Ritter.
Yeah. But he's not a Ritter like that, is he?
I don't know. I'm going to guess no.
Yeah, it's probably not.
But that would be amazing.
It would. Okay.
So shall we do my cold pick or should we move to your hot pick? Let's do your hot pick.
Okay. This is my hot pick. It's also falsetto. It's Rich the Kid with Stuck Together.
First Miller, baby, he was trapping it. Buzz down, wrist came from Elliot. A crush in the pussy like
I think that's Lil Baby. Is this a duet with Lil Baby?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Lil Baby, but...
Should I go earlier?
No, it's good. We can listen to Lil Baby.
Walking off on the plug, he do wholesale. My nigga caught a little charge, he got no bail. He reached out to chop down the off still. Wanna see my nigga...
I like the album cover. He's holding a couple of goats.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm noticing about rappers now?
What's that?
It's almost like they all sound the same, most of them, but then they differentiate themselves by their videos and stuff.
Oh, okay.
They create memes. A lot of guys sound like this.
The visual is more differentiated than the music. Interesting.
There's Rich.
My bitch, she bad as ever. She bad. My niggas, they rich forever. They rich. Better go get your shit together. Woo. I get rats, I need more, I ain't selling. Get a patent, I'm pushing and peddling. I ain't fucking with you on here.
Could you imagine if I had told you, even when you were a little kid, there's going to be a whole music genre just based on people like talking about how much they're earning and what they're buying with it? You go, no, that's not possible. No, it's going to be bigger than rock and roll. That's going to be bigger than Led Zeppelin and the Beatles. Yeah. It's very
and then
hot.
You compare lyrics, you know, if you bring like a snippet of the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like, it's so specific.
Right.
And just so much less.
Yeah.
It's so much less of like a aspirational poetry kind of stuff.
Right. But it's more like, aspirational capitalism.
Here's specifically how I'm dominating you.
Right.
You know?
Right. I just made 30 grand for a show.
Yeah.
I have Dior clothes. I bought this specific coupe.
Right.
And when I go to smoke weed, the weed's going to be better than yours.
Right.
It's very odd. Still, it's still odd to this day. All right, let's get into our cold picks.
Okay. My cold pick is Pearl Jam's new song.
Woo! I love it already.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
Have you heard this?
No. And
dude.
Because I don't care for them, but I love that it's your cold pick.
Here's the thing. I'm not, they're maybe my least favorite of the grunge band, but I'm not a hater.
Okay.
Like, I'll give them credit if they do something good. They have some good songs.
They do.
Someone recommended, like, the new Pearl Jam, and I was like, oh, could it be that they released something good, you know?
Doubt it.
And again, I'm not coming into this biased. I heard this song and every new development in it.
Oh, I love it.
Gets so much worse somehow.
I love this.
But just tell me if you hear that or not, if it just sounds decent to you.
I'm already converted.
Okay. I actually laughed when I first heard it. Like, you could not be more out of ideas.
Oh, yeah. That's a jam session.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's called Super Blood Wolf Moon.
Hold on.
Wait. Super Blood Wolf Moon.
gosh.
Listen to this part. Listen to this.
Okay, can I say something? I once saw Eddie Vedder talking about finishing a song in one day.
Yeah.
You just take the spark and you just finish it. That sounds like what
this is 100% what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
They just, some guy started playing that riff.
Yeah.
It's the most generic thing you've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's hard to put my finger on why that hits me so bad.
It sounds because like a someone, total...
you could almost be forgiven if you hear that and you're like, I don't see what's so bad about it. Like to even be like,
It qualifies as a song and it qualifies as rock and roll. But like you said, there's not one non-stale idea in there.
Yes.
So it's kind of like if you went to people that weren't musicians and said, come up with a song.
Right.
Oh, this kind of sounds like, and oh, this kind of sounds like.
All you can hear in this song is them in the room in rehearsals being like, what, like, do we have a song? Like, let's just try to bootstrap something together. Yeah. One guy starts playing that riff and then Eddie Vedder going like, also them thinking like, what's kind of like a cool title these days?
Right.
Super Blood Wolf Moon. Okay. That sounds really badass. And like, then he just goes, Super Blood Wolf Moon. Got us something too soon. And then trying to rhyme something, some nonsense with that.
Yeah,
and
Wolf Moon. I'll tell you right now from experience, Wolf Moon is tough to rhyme.
Yeah.
I got wolf songs.
Yeah. And then you got, and then like, it's like the verse maybe is okay. Then they're thinking, okay, maybe we're onto something. Oh shit, it's the chorus now. What are we gonna do for the chorus? And he just starts going, no, 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 no. He just starts moaning over it.
You know, to me, I can hear all their schedules.
Yeah.
Like each one of them's got four kids.
Yeah.
And then it's like September 12th through 14th. That's the only time we have to get together to make an album.
Yeah. You can hear them afterwards thinking like, that's pretty punk rock.
Yeah.
Like, we're going back to like punk with this.
Yeah, dude.
You know, it just could not be more off the pulse in general.
I would rather listen to Eddie Vedder's ukulele album 10 times than ever hear that
totally.
Again. All right. Should we move to my cold pick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is sort of a cold pick because it's obviously a novelty grab, but I actually think it's kind of dope. But there's not enough to it for me to say it's a real banger. But this is somebody sampled Cardi B talking about Corona on the internet.
Okay, this is I Marquise with Coronavirus.
Coronavirus!
Oh my God. Yeah, this is bad.
It's getting real. But how about that Cardi B? She's already got a coronavirus hit.
Yeah, that's amazing. Is this a big song?
No, it just started yesterday.
200,000 views.
Yeah, it started up yesterday. That's pretty much it.
Yeah, it hasn't gone anywhere.
No.
It's like they found one sort of.
She said coronavirus shit is getting real. So they just put getting real, getting real.
Wow. Yeah, trying to cash in on it.
Or something. Yeah. I don't even know if it's for sale.
He wants that to go viral. He does, for sure.
But
no pun intended.
He's probably like a 17-year-old, you know? Probably some kid who grabbed it. Well, that's it.
That's good cold pick.
That's the cultural touchstones we have for this week. I think it's going to be real interesting to keep watching this movies chart.
Yeah.
But it's so odd. Like, if I said 10 years into Who Charted, there's going to be a disease that affects one of the charts. You go, what? Why wouldn't it affect both of them? Well, you can keep making music and streaming it, but it's tough to go to the movies. So I think it'll just wind up being Netflix and stuff.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to take a look at TV charts.
Maybe we'll curate some charts.
Yeah.
Because people are stuck inside. They need to hear some good stuff.
Next week's movie chart will be interesting to just look at. Yeah. Box Office Mojo.
Right.
Yeah.
For sure. And
I'm seeing numbers like 70% down.
Yeah.
From this week, that seems low. Which is like a crushing, you know, that's devastating for the movie industry. But also it's like, what's that 30%?
What
like, how isn't it 90? How isn't it 99%?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, who's really, really? Like, 3 out of 10 people are still going still to the movies? Still going?
Yeah.
How much do you love these damn things?
Yeah.
And it's March. Well, remember to listen to Preem Stream right there over on Patreon. That's Start right. and I have been doing stuff that I'm super proud of. We did Super Bloom. Last week we did a phoned in quarantine special.
That's right.
And there's so many great episodes on there for you to check out. So head on behind the Preem Stream wall. I know that the listeners really appreciate that show. I think it occupies a certain space. I don't think anyone's doing exactly that. So
yeah.
I really encourage you to head over there.
Me as well. I'm very proud of the work we've done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, and even that Clive Cussler episode.
Oh, my God. Is Clive cool?
Is Clive cool?
Yeah. There's some high-level concepts there. If you enjoyed it all, even just us two right now, taking care of the last two charts.
Yes.
You know, there's like a lot more on Preem Stream.
You like that as well.
Yeah.
And how about Clive Cussler died the week before Corona?
Oh, man.
Some people have great time.
He lucked out. Yeah.
We're going to keep broadcasting to you from the front lines. We hope you're safe in your bunker. I'm H. Michael Cray.
I'm Brett Morris.
And we'll see you right here next week on
Who Charted?